Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS online program, which Forbes has stated helps entrepreneurs become professional speakers. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Our next guest is Maria Sinkowska. She's a thought leader in talent development. She's a certified leadership coach and a trainer. She's devoted to making a massive difference in the leadership field for women, supporting them to maximize their potential. Mary, thanks so much for being on Gifters Podcast, where your story is a gift to the world.
Thank you. Well, it's my pleasure to be here and share whatever I can with all of you.
Great. So I love it when people travel a lot. And in your case, you wrote in your survey that we send out to all of our guests that you grew up in a tiny town in Poland, live in Netherlands, moving to London, but you have worked in 43 countries. So my first question to you is, Mary, what was the first moment as a kid that you really thought that maybe I want to travel outside of my little tiny village of Poland?
Well, it's actually a funny story because in the place where I grew up, it's a very traditional, well, Poland is a very specific country. Most of the people are Christian, most of the people are white, so it's very hard to come across diversity. And actually, I was always interested in getting to know different cultures and travel, you know, and kind of be with different people around. And when I talked to about my dreams with my parents, I heard from them something that is very typical to say, welcome down on earth, you know, it's never going to happen because you're just from here, just going to stay. And it really, my God, it was like, you know, dropping a stone on my heart. I was like,
how old were you at the time when your mom or dad said that?
You know, I think around 8 or 9 maybe. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really like a blast. I was like, wow, is this really the end? You know, it was really the thinking, like, oh, is this the end? Like, is that all that's going to happen? And I just really didn't want to accept that. So since then, I always thought like, okay, I'm just going to go and study abroad, you know, and that's how I want to start and so on. And I just kept pushing to go away and put myself in like a really uncomfortable situations where I could try to be around different things. And I guess that's how it went. And then it was kind of like a spiral effect, I guess.
No, that's great. I mean, because this podcast is really about inspiring entrepreneurs and executives. Some of them are already entrepreneurs, but it's always about how can we get inspiration? How can you get impactful information and insights to really help you? So for you, it's more of like, okay, someone told you this is the way. And you're like, no, I'm going to pursue my own dreams. And like myself, my parents weren't particularly happy when I left my corporate job, but it is what it is. So we all have our own pursuits to follow. Now, in your case, you decided to focus on talent development and specifically helping women. Why did you decide that avenue and what inspires you to help women specifically and you know, what's your reason for that?
Sure. So actually, it comes also from my own kind of personal experience. I had a job. I'm a really young person, so I get a lot of questions. How can such a young person do whatever for me? I've got like more years in my field as of experience than you on earth, you know, like literally. So because I'm getting a lot of that, I always tend to look for potential and really pay attention to not really what somebody has already earned or what they have done, but really onto where they want to go, you know. So really kind of focus on what is there that is there to explore. And then the cultural aspect for me was in particular gender thing, because once I was in a situation where I was about to give a presentation into a board of directors, and then everything was fine when we were networking and eating, you know, like some bites in front of the room. And then we were asked to come in the room, and somebody literally stopped and said like, yeah, I'm not sure if you will be able to understand this presentation, so maybe you can just get on with whatever it is that you're doing here. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I'm actually the person who's going to speak. And I, you know, the first thing was a little bit like, I felt is it appropriate for me to say something like that? I would, like, it was like kind of a clash of like, I felt really offended, like really deeply not appreciated. And then on the other side, it was also like this, a little bit of insecurity, because I was like, okay, well, maybe it was such a small thing. The person was already able to like put in my head, like, well, is it appropriate for me to disagree with that person? Or is it, yeah, is it really the right place? And it was, when I reflected on this experience, I was like, wow, like it was such a small thing. And it already was enough to kind of put this, you know, lots of doubt. So I spoke with lots of different friends, females in like roles of a large responsibility. And then basically they said that they've got quite similar experiences, that in the meeting, you know, they wait for 10 minutes before they decide whether to raise their hand and say something or not, and so on. And I thought that, well, this is something where I can make a difference, because I really like to just go for it, you know, and try and ask. And I don't know, if everybody says there's no way, then I know there is at least one way.
Yeah.
So I think that's where it all came from, like the idea itself.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, because I had a similar experience a few years back. Now, I've been speaking for 17 years. I look quite young, even though I'm in my 40s. And this gentleman was sitting next to me, and he's like, hey, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm a speaker. And he wouldn't believe me. And I'm like, whatever. Like, I don't need to explain to him anything, because as a speaker, I've been doing this for some time. And so when I finished speaking, he actually stepped out. But every single person he spoke to, he was like, oh my gosh, were you there when Christopher Kai spoke? He was phenomenal. And it was just funny. But like I said, everyone has prejudgments. Like, the word prejudice means you're prejudging someone, whether you're a woman, whether I'm a minority, whether I look young, you look young, whatever it might be. But the great thing about life is it's always better to under-promise and over-deliver. So if people don't see much of you based on your gender, ethnicity, nationality, whatever it might be, when you do crush it, it's like this crazy effect where maybe if you were a 55-year-old woman and you were looking very refined, whatever, you know, that perception of what they see, or a refined man, but they expect you. And I've met some of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world and executives, and I can hand down say most of them are horrible speakers, because they're not trained to be speakers. Yeah. So in your case, I admire your courage, and I hope our listeners know that in life, when people ask me about success qualities, since I have traveled the world and I've met some of the, I've literally interviewed Elon Musk, or interviewed Buzz Aldrin, an astronaut, or Navy SEALs, and Grammy winners, and Oscar winners, and some of the most successful people in the world. And they always ask me, you know, what are one of the most basic qualities that they all have, Christopher? And I said, they have the quality you have, Mary, which is courage. It's not an absence of fear. It's the fact that you feel the fear, you have the fear, but you're going to look at the fear in the face, laugh at it, and walk through the fear, or walk past the fear. But what I'm saying for our listeners is, too many of us are afraid. Like, I have a speaker training program. People are like, Chris, I love to be a speaker. I want to be a speaker. I'm like, fine, make an investment and start. Like, but I'm afraid. I'm like, then don't start, and you'll always be in the same place you were last year. And then sometimes I get offended. Yeah. Sometimes they don't want to hear it. But in your case, I'm just letting our listeners know that, you know, you had that experience for a reason, and it should fuel you and fire you up, because that allows you to relate and have compassion and empathy for your audience. Now, what are some of the things you encourage people? Of course, you're focusing on women, but just in general, what's we only have about a minute left. What is something that you encourage people to focus on relative to their maximizing their potential?
Well, I want to say maybe that's also the answer to that question. But based on what you said, it's about the courage, but it's not about having the courage, but it's about kind of trying yourself all the time and exploring what is it that you're also afraid of. Because we often like say like, oh, well, I am afraid of this or that, but we never like ask ourselves deeper questions. You know, what does it mean that you're afraid? Or like, what makes it important for you not to be afraid? All of those questions will really, for me, they allowed me to explore what is behind, you know, my fear for, I don't know, networking or being appropriate or other things. And I think that it is really important to kind of take a step back and kind of deep dive in yourself. And that will really then empower you to kind of pick up. And I just saw in the tube today in the morning some advert which said the best step you can take is the first one. So yeah. I think like this is really something inspiring, actually. I truly believe in that. Yeah.
No, that's great advice. And I have a line where it's because people always are waiting for the moment, waiting for the person, waiting for the money. And they're like 95 years old and now they're like waiting to die. Like it's just sad that I see so many people that are waiting and they don't do what you do. So I just appreciate you being on the podcast. How can our guests stay in touch with you, Mary?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
How can our guests stay in touch with you? How can they connect with you?
So best would be LinkedIn. You can just search for Creative Brain Academy or Mary Sinkowska, and you should be able to find me out and just link up with me, and I'd be more than glad to talk with you or anything.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, Mary. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you a lot, Christopher.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.